Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV. And Dustin, you did some foreshadowing in our first segment talking about having double the fun this year to make up for last season. Guess what? Mark at GoPSURV is making a very special offer for that first game with Ball State. It's the first home game. It's the first opportunity to get back out to Happy Valley to watch some football. So Mark is going to do a twofer deal. Yep, you heard me right. You purchase one RV for the weekend, he'll give you a second one. That's two for one. You double up on all the fun. You could have twice the family, twice the friends. Definitely the way to go. So that's gopsurv.com. Or you could call Mark directly at 800-519-8467. Dustin, we talked recruiting in segment number one. We're going to keep up that conversation here in segment number two. Lots of good news with all the recruits coming in to visit. There was one bit of news that probably goes the other way, and that's Ryan Brubaker, the offensive lineman from Cocalico. He's a legacy. And all of a sudden, we're seeing crystal balls. By the way, that is where one of the services, the 24/7, where they make their predictions, their guys. And there were a few crystal balls there for South Carolina, which I believe came to was a bit of a surprise to Penn State fans.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans might be surprised by that. You think about Penn State legacy from Cocalico, good lineman. Penn State wants him. He likes what Penn State has to say. But you look going into this month, he was visiting Penn State. He visited Stanford, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee. Those were the schools that it seemed to be pretty wide open in my eyes. I don't know what exactly, you'd have to kind of tune into the recruiting experts on that one to see what exactly shifted, how exactly South Carolina might have won her over, and might have won him over, and here we are. You know, I think most of the time when you have at least several predictions in South Carolina's favor, there is clear breadcrumbs out there for the recruiting analysts that South Carolina has made a move and is going to get a good, talented, athletic tackle with some upside.
And you also, and perhaps this is the homer talk, you know, at Penn State, that is it possible that Penn State finally saw the guy and maybe cooled on him a little bit? That's always a possibility too. You really don't know, you know, what the inside scoop is, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. As long as we're going the negative side, let's do our one last negative story. Sean Fitz put out some news on Nate Bruce saying that he is not currently with the program. I do want to mention here, Dustin, I want to put this out because this two and a half weeks ago, one of our listeners, Brad from Percy, kudos to you, he actually gave us a heads up and said he had heard something was going on with Nate Bruce. So Brad from Percy, it appears that you were correct on that one. What do we know, Dusty?
That's about it. You know, I think we need to get Brad in here as our Penn State insider, clearly. No, but I don't know what the nature of this is. You know, you don't know whether, and maybe Sean Fitz probably has a little bit more of the scoop on this, but the door doesn't seem to be closed, but something needs to happen for Nate Bruce to make his way back in. Penn State is allowing that to happen, making it a two-way street. If he's got homesickness or academic, whatever the case might be, I don't want to speculate too wildly, but Nate Bruce is away from the program, there is a pathway for him back. And that would, to me, is the number one thing that I've seen from Sean Fitz's reporting. And maybe Sean Fitz had thrown this out there for subscribers in the past. But I hadn't heard of it until just prior to the weekend. This is something that is worth tracking. And whenever there's some permanent movement, there will be some permanent movement soon, because something needs to happen one way or the other. He needs to be with the program, or probably the door needs to close at some point soon.
Okay, now let's flip over to the more positive side. We've been talking class of 22 quite a bit. Penn State actually got a commitment for the 21 class in a lineman, a defensive lineman, Jordan Vandenberg. He's got a fascinating story, doesn't he, Dusty?
Yeah, from South Africa. He moved to Atlanta, I think, when he was about 10. Has shifted his focus to football. And anytime you have somebody with a unique athletic background like that, it can make them an intriguing, possible underrated football player. And to me, that's what I see in Vandenberg, is the potential for that. You know, he's like 6'3", about 280 pounds. He seems to think that Penn State could use him at either tackle or end or some kind of hybrid. And you think about what Penn State could use as early as this fall, it's somebody with that type of ability to lend a hand everywhere, like a swing defensive lineman. And it takes a pretty unique player in order to do that. I don't remember exactly what Anthony Zettel's measurements were when he was on campus and they did that transition with him. But it sounds an awful lot like that. He could be a big defensive end who's got enough quickness, again, that unique athletic background factors into that, who's got enough quickness to be an end, or he could be a very, very quick defensive tackle or some combination there. I'm very intrigued by this addition at this stage of the game. You know, Nebraska and Iowa, I believe, had offered him as well, as along with a bunch of other smaller schools. And this moved quick. It seemed like Penn State is where he wanted to be. Penn State liked what they saw clearly from him at camp, offered, he accepted, and now, lo and behold, surprise, an extra addition to that 21 class. Really intrigued by it, Jim.
And isn't that funny? You know, you showed up at camp, impressed, offer, accept. I'll bet college coaches wish they all went this way. And it's fascinating that you talk about him as the hybrid. And remember, you know, defensive tackles, they aren't just the big brute guy. There's the one technique who's going to stop the run. You hope a three technique has some quickness. And even at defensive end, you know, we always think of the defensive end as, you know, edge rushers. But you also have to have a defensive end who could plug the things up when you have a team that's running the ball down your throat. It's not too bad to have a oversized defensive end. So he could be an interesting recruit. Here's some other news that came out, Dustin. Caden Saunders is pretty good.
Breaking. So, and you think we don't break news on this program. We do. You heard it here, not first or second or third or fourth or fifth, but like we're at least the 100th on it. Caden Saunders is good. Now, it is good to see him graduate to a higher level of competition because he did the same thing at Penn State's camp last weekend, just dominate defensive backs. He is extremely hard to contain, Jim, and it looks like not only does he have foot speed, long speed, you know, that blend of speed and quickness that you want. You can see it in his times when it comes to the shuttle and the 40-yard dash. But it just looks like he has a little bit of that extra flair or creativity when it comes to getting off the line of scrimmage. That's what I saw in these video clips that are circulating. He was getting off the line of scrimmage and getting where he wanted to go on the field, basically at will. And I don't think that's something that's going to change all that much as he makes his way through his senior season and makes his way to Penn State's campus. To me, he looks like a guy, and the timing of his arrival will be interesting because I think Penn State will have a need for a guy like him at that point in time. He is going to be, I think, an early impact player at Penn State. Because he's got that tangible skill. He's built pretty well. I don't think he's not scrawny. I could see him gaining 10 pounds between now and then and still keeping that speed. He is a very, very good player. And I wouldn't call this past weekend a coming out party per se, but it was in the sense of him being viewed at a national level. And anytime Penn State's got a guy who, A, just reaffirmed his commitment, by the way, he's 107% locked in. I'd be nervous right now if he was like 97, 98% locked in, but he's 107% locked in, Jim. And he is becoming a national name. That's what happened this past weekend. And that can only be a good thing.
Well, I'm also, upon seeing those 107% committed, I've become concerned about you, Dustin, and your commitment to this show. You sent me a note that you're 103% committed. So obviously there's some gap there. I'm looking for 107% commitment, so I'm going to be waiting on that from you. Dustin, one really fascinating aspect of the 2022 class is at quarterback. I believe Penn State fans were thrilled when Bo Prabula Pennsylvania kid, Penn State fan, committed. Then they get a second commitment that is Drew Aller, big arm, big kid from Ohio. That was Mike Yurcich has been following him for several years now from his other coaching outpost. So because we're Penn State fans, we can't say, oh, this is great. We have two quarterback prospects. Instead, we concern ourselves. Uh-oh, we have two prospects there. What are we going to do? But I believe you got to look at this from the angle of, is Drew Aller Yurcich's guy? And what kind of position does that put Bo Pribula in?
That's exactly how I look at it. I think it's one thing to have two quarterback prospects in one class. You know how this story is going to end, because we've seen it, you know, not just at Penn State, but other places as well, time and time again. Two quarterbacks, one of them is not going to have the leg up. But you bring in two, they're willing to compete. That's great. One of them knows that if it doesn't work out in his favor, but they're competitors and they believe in themselves and they think that they're going to be the one who gets the job. So good on them. Now, the difference is you bring in a new offensive coordinator. Drew Aller is his handpicked. This was like his personal mission. You look at Audrey Snyder's story for The Athletic this past week. It looks like a personal mission for Mike Yurcich to get Drew Aller connect. He is a big believer that he's going to be an NFL player. So if you're Bo Pribula, you can believe in yourself, and I think he does, and he's ready and willing to compete. But, I mean, you do have to feel like this is you're going against a hand-picked guy. Now, it's up to you to go change that offensive coordinator's mind, but to me it just looks like a challenge to be able to do that. Bo Pribula did get a chance to connect with Mike Yurcich, did get a chance to show what he could do. He is a very good player. Who can run, he can throw, he's got all the sort of physical and mental tools. He's a really good quarterback. From Penn State's vantage point, yeah, you bring in two guys, you double your odds of one of them developing into a frontline Big Ten starter. I think both of them have that capability, but it's kind of a tough spot for Bo Pribula. He's sticking by his commitment, and good for him for doing that, but the Drew Aller, Mike Yurcich thing, They're boys. They're interconnected. He really not only wanted Drew Aller in this class, he needed Drew Aller in this class. What do you do with that if you're Bo Pribula? For him, you go out there and compete.
The other thing to remember is wherever you go, there'll be competition. Even if you're the only quarterback in this class, you have someone in a class in front of you, you have someone in a class behind you. It's always going to be competition. Folks are probably tired of me bringing it up. At Ohio State, they have three top 100 players at quarterback, and next year they bring in the number one quarterback in the country. They've got four of these guys, Dustin, so there's no problem with that. All right, stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to start talking about a potential new college football playoff setup. Stay tuned. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.